all the playoff places being separated on goal difference. Tells everything you need to know. And what that means is every time you play, there's a good chance that the others around you are playing each other. So Saturday, for example, there's six out of the top nine involved with each other. So it's just important. I mean, speaking the other day about this, you've got to keep your nose clean and pick up points. And when we had that bad run through the last month where we lost four games on the spin, league games, in hindsight now, just 2 points or 3 points, a couple of draws here or there, or one win might have really lifted us. And it's going to be like that throughout the season. There's going to be twists and turns throughout the remainder of the season. I'd bite your hand off if we could finish the season the way we finished last season. That'll see us probably go up automatic. So there's a few teams you'll think about. There'll be about six or seven who think they've got a chance of going up automatic, and we've got to be one of them.
Is it a perception thing whether other teams that are around you playing each other adds pressure to you to get the 3 points or presents you with an opportunity?
Opportunity for me, always. You've got to see an opportunity in everything you do. And, you know, we won't put too much pressure on them. You know, this week we'll focus on what we've done last week in regards to what we did well and areas that we think we can improve. But we were very, very good in the first half on Saturday. If we can build on that, we'll give Cheltenham a very good game.
Is it a not dissimilar story to the last few games in terms of Cheltenham? They're perhaps not where not where they would want to be, but have had some good performances and some good results.
Well, you can't knock the last result they had, 4-1 away from home in this league against anybody, but certainly a team Colchester's of their stature shows that they can beat anybody on the day, and we're expecting a tough game, but we know we can give teams a tough game ourselves.
Can you put a price on the kind of experience that Gary Johnson's got in the game when times are hard and things are tough and people are perhaps worried? Does that bit of experience just give you that little head start to turn it round and get it back where you want it?
I think it helps when you're recruiting players that, you know, when you've got a feel for the game and the league, you'll know the type of players that you require.
And is there any substitute for that? You can't blag it, I guess, as a younger manager. You've got to just learn it from experience.
Well, you find out that managers coming in on the first go, sometimes they have a major impact initially, then they level off. And they probably need an old head just to speak to them and mentor them a bit. So he's been through that, Gary, and he knows the game really well, and that's why he's always capable of providing dangerous opposition.
When there are two managers so experienced in dugouts against each other, can there be surprises? Can you surprise each other, or do you kind of broadly know what to expect?
Well, I think they'll know what to expect from us. You know, I think we're quite an open book the way we play. And I certainly, you know, we've watched a lot of footage of Cheltenham, so we'll know what to expect from them as well. And this day and age, with the Instat Scout and the Y Scout and the platform that the AFL provides to watch games, everyone's watching each other anyway, so you know you're pretty clued up the way the teams play.